The future is now, AI and your business. Introduction. Learning objectives. Bullet: understand the basics of how artificial intelligence, AI, works. Bullet: describe how AI is being used in real estate. Bullet: list the risks associated with using AI professionally. Bullet: identify benefits and issues with AI home staging. The future is now, artificial intelligence and your business. What can AI do for me? Have you ever found yourself using artificial intelligence, AI, to help you plan your day, write an email, or even create a property description? If you are doing any of these tasks related to your business, TREC rules and laws still apply. Here are the basics of AI and how to use it thoughtfully. AI 101. Artificial intelligence, AI, is the capability of computer systems or algorithms to imitate human behavior. AI is a broad field of computer science focused on creating machines and computer programs capable of performing tasks that typically require human intelligence. These tasks include learning, reasoning, problem solving, perception, language understanding, and decision making. AI aims to simulate cognitive functions of humans, allowing machines to perceive their environment, process information, learn from data, and then use that knowledge to solve problems or achieve specific goals. What does AI entail? Select each numbered item shown in the image to learn more about artificial intelligence. 1. Machine learning, ML, a core subset of AI. Machine learning, ML, involves training algorithms on large datasets to allow them to learn patterns and make predictions or decisions without being explicitly programmed. Examples include recommendation systems, fraud detection, and image recognition. 2. Deep learning, a subfield of ML that uses artificial neural networks with multiple layers, hence deep, to analyze complex data. Deep learning has been highly successful in areas like image and speech recognition and natural language processing. 3. Natural language processing, NLP. Natural language processing, NLP, focuses on enabling computers to understand, interpret, and generate human language. Applications include chatbots, language translation, and sentiment analysis. 4. Computer vision. This area of AI enables machines to see and interpret visual information from the world, such as images and videos. Applications of computer vision include facial recognition, object detection in autonomous vehicles, and medical image analysis. How AI is transforming real estate. In recent years, artificial intelligence has had a profound effect on the real estate industry and the professional practice of brokerages and license holders. Here are some of the biggest ways AI is transforming real estate. 1. Streamlining processes. AI can automate tasks like data entry, scheduling, and some client communication, freeing up license holders' time. 2. Improving property searches. AI-powered platforms can analyze user preferences to suggest tailored property matches. 3. Enhancing property valuation. Automated valuation models, AVMs, use AI to provide more accurate and data-driven property valuations. 4. Researching market analysis. AI tools can identify market trends, assess demand, and predict future property values. 5. Creating or editing marketing material. AI can help with targeted advertising, lead generation, and creating compelling property descriptions. What happens when AI gets IT wrong? AI hallucinations. An AI hallucination occurs when an artificial intelligence model, particularly large language models, LLMs or generative AI, produces incorrect, nonsensical, or fabricated information that seems plausible or real. It's as if the AI is making things up or perceiving patterns or objects that don't exist in the real world or its training data. AI hallucinations can lead to the following: incorrect or misleading results. The AI provides answers or generates content that is factually wrong. Plausible but false information. The hallucinated information can sound coherent and grammatically correct, making it difficult to distinguish from accurate information. This includes text, images, and even interpretations of data. Example, an A. I might generate a photo of a non-existent animal or claim a historical event happened on the wrong date. It is all about percentages. Remember, generative AI models are designed to predict the most likely sequence of words or pixels. Sometimes the most statistically probable output is not factually correct. Real-world examples of AI hallucinations. Select the arrows to navigate between common instances of AI hallucinations. Factually incorrect information. A chatbot claiming the James Webb Space Telescope took the first images of a planet outside our solar system, which happened much earlier. Distorted imaging, an AI image generator creating a picture of a person with six fingers. Filling in the gaps. A legal brief generated by AI citing non-existent court cases. Not understanding societal norms. A travel itinerary generated by AI, listing a food bank as a tourist attraction. AI and real estate scams. There are many cautionary tales throughout the country and even internationally regarding real estate scams and AI. Often these scams are tied to wire fraud. There have been instances of consumers transferring large sums of money in connection with a real estate transaction involving AI-generated properties and sellers, some even including AI calls and video chats that appeared very real. What can a license holder do to protect his or her client from scams like this? Select each item for tips on how to avoid real estate scams. 1. Stay current with news reports on AI scams, particularly those related to real estate or related real estate industries, such as the mortgage industry. 2. Alert your clients to the various AI real estate scams going on throughout the country. 3. Know the warning signs of an AI scam. This can include reluctance on the part of a sales agent or property owner to meet in person. 4. Research and visit the property at issue in the transaction. Considerations for using AI. As with any transaction, license holders must do their due diligence to maintain their fiduciary duty to their clients. If a license holder fails to do so, they may end up in violation of state law and TREC rules. Here are several things all license holders, brokers, and sales agents should consider when using AI in their professional practice of real estate. 1. Decide whether you will use AI tools. License holders can choose to adopt AI tools to enhance their services, improve efficiency, and stay competitive. 2. Incorporate AI into your policies and procedures. Brokers could consider updating written policies and procedures to address sales agent use of AI. 3. Stay compliant. License holders must ensure their use of AI complies with real estate laws, including fair housing regulations. 4. Have a plan for data privacy. License holders should be aware of data privacy concerns and take steps to protect client information when using AI tools. 5. Keep learning about the tool. The field of AI is constantly evolving, so license holders should stay updated on the latest developments and best practices. 6. Maintain your ethics. License holders should use AI responsibly and ethically, ensuring transparency and avoiding misuse of the technology. 7. Use AI as one tool of many. License holders could combine AI tools with their market knowledge, but AI cannot be the only tool to use in gaining geographic competency. iSpotlight, home staging. How is AI used in home staging? AI is significantly influencing the field of home staging by offering innovative and cost-effective solutions. Traditionally, home staging involves physically furnishing and decorating a property to make it more appealing to potential buyers. AI is now providing virtual alternatives that streamline this process and offer numerous advantages. Navigate using the arrows to learn more about AI and its uses in home staging. Virtual staging. Virtual staging is the most prominent application of AI in home staging. By uploading photos of vacant or even furnished but cluttered rooms, AI algorithms can digitally add furniture, decor, and even change wall colors or flooring. This allows real estate professionals and homeowners to showcase the potential of a space without the expense and effort of physical staging. AI-powered design suggestions. Some platforms analyze the architecture and layout of a room to suggest optimal furniture arrangements and design styles that would appeal to a broad range of buyers or a specific target demographic. Image enhancement. AI tools can improve the quality of real estate photos by adjusting lighting, sharpening images, and even removing unwanted objects, making the staged photos look more professional. Virtual renovation. Beyond just adding furniture, AI can also simulate virtual renovations, such as changing wall colors, updating flooring, or even altering the layout of a space to help buyers visualize potential improvements. Personalized staging. Some advanced AI systems can analyze buyer data and preferences to suggest staging styles that are more likely to resonate. Benefits and risks of using AI in home. Staging. Using artificial intelligence to help with home staging has both positive and negatives associated with it. Let's take a look at each side and why it can be both helpful and detrimental to the home staging process. Benefits of using AI in home staging. Select each item to learn more about benefits associated with using AI in home staging. Cost effectiveness. AI virtual staging is significantly cheaper than traditional physical staging, eliminating the costs of furniture rental, moving, and professional stages. Some AI tools offer staging for as low as a fraction of the cost of traditional methods. Efficiency. AI can stage photos in seconds to minutes, compared to the days or even weeks required for physical staging. This allows properties to be listed faster and may result in less time on the market. Provision of flexibility and variety. AI offers a range of design styles and furniture options, allowing users to find the most appealing look for their property. It's easy to regenerate designs with different layouts or styles without any physical effort. Risks of using AI in home staging. Select each item to learn more about risks associated with using AI in home staging. Potential for unrealistic layouts. I might misjudge spatial dimensions, leading to furniture that appears to float or is disproportionately sized. It can also struggle with unusual architectural details, resulting in errors like missing pieces of furniture or alterations to fixed features, baseboards, ceilings, without the user's knowledge. Reliability concerns and misinterpretation. I may not understand specific instructions or the context of a room, for example, a pool house needing casual outdoor furniture. This can lead to irrelevant or nonsensical staging choices. By being aware of these potential risks and implementing best practices, real estate professionals can leverage the benefits of AI in home staging while maintaining trust and ethical standards in their marketing efforts. Misleading buyers. If virtual staging makes a property look significantly better than its actual condition, buyers may feel misled upon visiting the property. This can lead to disappointment, mistrust, and even legal repercussions if structural elements are altered or flaws are hidden. It is a violation of the Real Estate License Act, TREELA, and TREC rules to advertise in a way that misleads, is likely to deceive the public, or tends to create a misleading impression. In conclusion, using AI in other key areas. Select each tab to learn more about AI and its use in other real estate related areas. Drafting contract form language. There are a lot of AI tools out there that provide legal resources. With a simple search, you can find thousands of AI generated contract terms and even court cases that might support a decision your client wants to make. TREC Rule 5.37.11 prohibits license holders from practicing law. While it may seem easy to ask AI to generate the exact language a license holder thinks his or her client might want, there is a risk of engaging in the unauthorized practice of law and providing the client with language that is not legally sufficient. Fair housing. As is true with any outside technology or tools a license holder uses in their practice, the license holder must ensure compliance with all state and federal laws. When it comes to AI and fair housing, license holders must be vigilant that any AI-generated product they use, whether it is image generation or drafted language, is not in violation of fair housing laws. License holder responsibilities. You can't blame AI. AI is a tool that is being used throughout different industries. It is also a tool that is changing daily. AI is being used by license holders conducting real estate brokerage in many ways. When it comes to violations of state law or TREC rules, the license holder is who will be held accountable, including sponsoring brokers when applicable. License holders have a duty to make sure they are using AI responsibly and that any work produced under AI is accurate and compliant with state law. Did you know? This entire section of the course was written by AI. It took 3 attorneys, 2 copy editors, and 9 TREC commissioners to make sure this section was acceptable for this course. Robots haven't replaced us just yet. Step 1. Give AI a series of prompts to draft information about using AI and real estate regulation. Ask it to write about using AI in home staging. Step 2. Edit the responses to fix mistakes in the AI-generated language. Step 3. Add specific information about Texas real estate regulation that attorneys know. Step 4. Review again for accuracy and clarity.